Hello everybody, I hope you're all doing well. This is the podcast Living Out Loud, LOL, and I'm your host, Cheche Oyando, also known as The Locked Doc, or Cheyenne, if you like. And in this podcast, we discuss all things lifestyle. So yeah, grab your coffee or whatever you drink, and let's get right into it. Hi guys, long time, no pod. I know I had said that I was going to be more consistent, but tough times. But yeah, and I know I've said this before, but yeah, it's just something that happens and comes and goes. The past 2 weeks, I've been taking time to really learn myself and love on myself. It's something I realized, that I give away so much love and I don't leave enough for myself. So I've been learning to do that for myself. And not just romantically, but like also to my siblings, to my parents, to my friends. Yeah, I'm a lover girl, but sometimes it gets toxic when you are giving out so much and you're not listening to your own needs and your own desires. You don't know what you like, what you love. Yeah, and it was becoming really toxic for me, because I think I started neglecting myself, and yeah, so it was a much needed 2 weeks, and it's still a journey. It continues. The marathon continues. So yeah, it's been good. I spent time with my siblings a lot these past 2 weeks, especially my big sister, which is good. My big sister and I haven't always been close. I mean, we have a 13-year gap, I know. So I guess the older we've both gotten, the closer we've become. So yeah, I spent time with her. We've gone out like a night out twice, and we've gone for lunch twice, I think, as well, or once, twice, yeah. So yeah, it's been fun. Guys, going out in Nairobi is different. What? I've not been out in Nairobi in a really long time. I mean, since I've been on school break, I've gone out quite a couple of times, and yeah, let's say it's so different. I mean, the vibes are so good. Like, Nairobi people have good vibes, and the music is good. The clubs are really nice, beautiful. Like, the places, just, they're nice. Yeah, so I've been experiencing that. Guys, can we talk about how Nairobi men in clubs are so forward? Damn. I mean, it's not a bad thing per se, but I think sometimes, like, if somebody is not feeling you, maybe like just let it rest, please, sir, rest. So I went out with my sister on Tuesday because our friend was DJing, and yeah, so we went to support him. I was looking so cute, if I do say so myself. And like, the thing is, when I left the house, I didn't even think it was like much, because it was just jeans and a black top and heels and a cover up and like just very light makeup. like super light makeup. I don't think I ever do like really heavy makeup, maybe just once, and it was for a photo shoot. And it wasn't even like heavy. It was just okay, it was heavy to me. But yeah, so yeah, I went out and I remember I reached my sister's house and she was looking so bomb. And I was like, okay, I carried a dress. Maybe I should change into my dress to like match her energy. And she was like, why would you do that? Like, you look really nice, bro. And then we reached the club and I went to the bathroom immediately to like just reassure myself, like, okay, yeah, you're looking cute. And I saw myself in the mirror. I was like, wow. Wow. Fine girl, no pimple. I was looking so nice. Yeah. Maybe it was a mirror. No. I was looking bomb. Can I just say that you know you're looking so cute when girls come and compliment you. Compliments from girls, like genuine compliments from girls. I value those more, let me say. So yeah, that night I got compliments from girls. And these were like really beautiful girls. Oh my gosh, you're so pretty. And I love that. I love it. I think even when I posted like reposts on my Instagram story, I got DMs from girls like, wow, you are so pretty. Shout out to Cindy and the other girls, but thank you, Cindy. That was so reassuring. I was like, girl, thanks. Thank you. I need this. Okay, not I need it, but I really love to hear this. So yeah, if you're a girl and you relate with that, compliments from girls, please let me know. Can I say that ever since I started recording this podcast, I realized I have a sort of lisp. Yeah, like my S's are very prominent. Yeah, so I think it's because of my braces, and I had never noticed it until I started recording this podcast. So I think it's cute. Also, I need to remove my braces. Yeah, that was just a side note. So yeah, so we were at the club, and I was talking about how men are so forward. So, I was approached by a few men. And it was like, yeah, can I buy you a drink? Can I get to know you? I'm like, no, sir. I have a boyfriend. I got a man. And I am not trying to ruin that. And they were like, I didn't ask if you have a man or something. I'm just here trying to get to know you for myself, ma'am. Yeah, may the best man win. Actually, one said that. I was like, sir, he already won, but okay, go ahead. Okay, not go ahead. I didn't lead him on. I was like, nope. And yeah, one of them actually took that no and was like, okay, cool, no problem. But the rest were like so persistent, like, I'll buy you drinks the whole night. Like, no, I don't need that. I'm good. I also wasn't trying to get drunk that night. I just wanted to drink like two cocktails and just be at a like a nice place. Didn't want to, not that I ever like get overly drunk when I go out, but this time I just wanted to be at a nice place to like enjoy the music. I was there for the music. And the music was really nice. It was reggae night. Reggae is nice sometimes, let me say. People will come for me, but yeah, sometimes I can't like play reggae like every day. I can't go for like reggae nights every week, but once in a while it slaps, and that night it was so good. The DJs, both of them, were really good. So my sister left at some point, so I was sitting alone because obviously the DJ was playing his set. So at this point, like, these men were just coming, like, male, you're cute and I'm trying to get to know you. I'm like, yeah, I know I'm cute, but no, sir. Yeah, so I just wanted to bring out that point. And if you've like people who go out in Nairobi, like, let me know what your experience is about how forward these men are. I mean, if you're single and you're trying to find someone, maybe your person could be in a club. Yeah, so or maybe not. For me, no. I'm not trying to meet someone that way. Not that I'm even open to meeting anyone. I'm not. As I said. Yeah. But also, Nairobi is expensive. The drinks are like triple the price. They are in the town where my school is. But yeah, I guess you're paying for the ambience. Because obviously the clubs are well more structured than where my school is. So yeah, could make sense, I guess. Yeah, so I just wanted to share. But it was a really lovely night. I got to dance. I was saying in the previous podcast that the time I went out last time I didn't get to dance. But this time, yeah, I danced. The music was so nice. I know people are wondering, like, how do you dance to reggae? So Cheyenne, you were just like jumping up and down. No. I was doing like a little sway to the side. Hey, yay. Yeah. It was nice. It's been a good time. I think I want to give going out a break for a while, probably like a year. Yeah, I want to develop healthier behaviors. Yeah, so I think I'll give myself till maybe next year, February. I hope I can manage that. I mean, I know I can, 'cause it's not something that I need to do, or like it's not something I crave. Yeah, so I want to. I think this year I've gone out so much already. Way more than I've gone out last year, like the whole year. So yeah, I want to give that a break. So today, I want to share about loving on yourself. I had said like this month I'd do episodes on love, but I fell off the track. Yeah, but here we are. So this is something that I have struggled with. I know I always say that. I always start the podcast with, oh, I've struggled with this. Yeah, but it's true. I have struggled with this. I tend to give out more love than keep for myself. Especially with my siblings, let me say. Also my partners. I said partners, bruh. Like my previous partners, yeah, my partner, yeah, get it. Not that I have multiple partners, I don't do that. So, especially like my small sister can have all my love, and it's not even a good thing. It's toxic because, you need to love yourself before you love other people. Because once you love somebody more than you love yourself, you don't even understand how you want to be loved and how you want to be cared for. Yeah, and it becomes toxic in friendships, in I was gonna say situationships. No, we don't fall in love in situationships. In friendships, in romantic relationships, in sibling with your siblings, with your parents. Yeah, you need to love yourself first, because a lot of the time, also when you don't love yourself first, you'll find that a lot of boundaries are pushed. You find people overstepping, And you're just okay with it because you're just accepting anything at this point. And that's something I've been trying to learn. I've been reading books on self-love, listening to podcasts, having conversations with my friend. I have a friend who, whoo, she loves herself. Shout out to Lin Lian. Whoo, she loves herself. And one of the things with loving yourself is setting boundaries. And this is something that Lillian has constantly taught me. You need to know what you're not okay with and be very firm about it. When somebody crosses that boundary, disrespects your boundaries, show them the door. Yeah, because it will only keep getting worse. The partner also has very strong boundaries, let me say. He loves himself. He loves on himself a lot. And it's something I've seen. Oh, that man is strict. You cannot cross even a bit. You can't even come near that boundary because he's like, bruh, no, ma'am. Set boundaries. Go out by yourself, take yourself out on dates. And this is more. I think this is more when you're more secure with yourself. Actually, you can do it anytime, but I think you feel more comfortable with it when you're secure with yourself. And this security also comes from loving on yourself, embracing your insecurities, being confident. Yeah, so first of all, I think I come across as a very confident person, but who, I don't know. Many people see me as confident, but I don't know. I guess I am more confident now, but I don't know if it's to the level that people see. But yeah, I'm confident these days. I'm definitely more confident than I was, say, a year ago, and even before that. And it just comes with learning and growing. So take yourself out on dates and be intentional with those dates. Like, do it as if you're in going to like a romantic date, like a romantic first date. Take time to get to know yourself. Ask yourself those questions you'd ask somebody else when you're on a date and write them down, write your answers down and ponder on them. And yeah, like really internalize them. So that you are reassuring yourself that, yeah, this is what I like, and getting to know yourself. Work out. Take care of yourself in all ways, physically. Work out. Go on walks. Eat clean. Not all the, you don't have, okay. I wouldn't say you don't have to eat clean all the time, but like eat clean most of the time. Have a few cheat days here and there to treat yourself. So just take care of yourself, take care of your body. Mentally, I always say go for therapy. What else? Emotionally, like heal from any problems you faced, because a lot of the times this can be really detrimental towards you, and you find yourself carrying this to other people around you. You find yourself lashing out on your friends, on your siblings, on your partner. It's not nice. And then also, have self-care days. I think I had my very first proper self-care day on Sunday. Was it Sunday or was it Tuesday? On Sunday, yeah. I masked. I have this activated charcoal. I used it for the first time. It's been sitting in my room for like more than a month, but I finally used it. I masked. I took care of my nails. I was feeling good after that. Go if you can go on a spa day. But do these things like self-care doesn't have to be expensive. Like just do it within your means with whatever resources you have. For example, personally, right now I can't afford a spa day, but I mean, if you're out there and you want to take me on a spa day, you're very welcome. You're very welcome too, by the way. But yeah, so I just do with what I have. Stretching, meditating, journaling. And then also take steps to better yourself. Whether it's reading self-help books or doing a course, go for it. Yeah, anything to make you feel better and make you see that you're loved. And if you're insecure about something and it's something you can change, for example, your body, if you feel like your body is not, if you're not comfortable in your body, go to the gym, and then also stand in front of the mirror naked and tell yourself, bruh, I'm beautiful. And you truly are, honestly. And this is something I learned. There's a time I was really not comfortable with my body. I had lost so much weight. Fun fact, I like myself when I'm bigger. So I wasn't feeling cute at all. But at that time, my stomach was flat. And that's something that I hadn't had when I was bigger. So I was like, yeah, I may not like how I look, but my stomach is flat and I love that. I love that for me. My face is slimmer. I look prettier. I love that for me. Yeah, so focus on the things that you love about yourself and less on what you have a problem with. Oh yeah, and on Valentine's Day, I got a tattoo to mark my self-love journey. It's a semicolon that's been made into a butterfly as well. If you are curious, you can go find out what that means. Yeah, so it's nice. I think it's really cute. So that was this week's podcast. It was just very random and short, but I hope you've taken something, and yeah, I will be more consistent. Follow me on social media at cheche_oyando, or at I have a new page which I plan to make my podcast page, but for now it's the locked dog _ke. And then keep listening, keep sharing. Is that a car? I hope that person is okay because that screech was so loud. Yeah, so keep sharing, follow me, send your feedback. I love getting feedback through the DMs. You guys are so lovely, supportive. Yeah, I love you guys. So love on yourself. Don't forget to live out loud, love out loud, and laugh out loud. So see you guys, and not see you guys, but I'll catch you guys on the next podcast. Bye.